Federal immigration officials say a Mexican national living in Milwaukee wrote a letter threatening to kill President Trump. His attorneys say the letter is fake. It's Monday, June 2nd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a Milwaukee teacher's aide will be forced to return to El Salvador, and a temporary agreement has been reached between nurses and management at Unity Point Health Meritor Hospital in Madison. Stay with us.
Need a hand with that? Maybe Larry can help.
Larry Mueller here. We're taking a look at training your pet.
And see if you can manage your debt on your own.
There is an iPhone storage setting that you can go into. It will tell you how much storage each application on your phone is using.
And I found that incredibly helpful.
Great questions.
You can be a lot of things.
The Larry Mueller Show. Weekday mornings at 11 on WPR News.
A temporary agreement has been reached between nurses and management at Unity Point Health Meritor Hospital in Madison. Nurses have been on strike since Tuesday, citing security and safety concerns, staffing, and wage demands as reasons for the strike. Amber Anderson is a member of the bargaining team with Service Employees International Union. She said that management agreed to address, quote, key safety and security concerns.
We also achieved an across-the-board wage increase that truly reflects the dedication, skill, and compassion we bring to our work every day. This victory is not just for the bargaining team, it belongs to all of us.
Meritor nurses returned back to work yesterday morning. The hospital stayed open during the strike with the help of traveling nurses. A statement from the hospital said the agreement, quote, represents meaningful progress toward a contract that recognizes the important contributions of our nurses. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents recently arrested a Milwaukee man after federal officials claimed he wrote a letter that said he would kill President Donald Trump. But as Evan Casey reports, his attorneys say that's not true.
54-year-old Ramon Morales-Reyes was arrested by ICE agents last week. A statement from the Department of Homeland Security said he wrote a letter that said he would shoot and kill Trump. Kime Abdulli is a man's attorney. She says he can't read or write in English.
He has confirmed that he's had nothing to do with this. In fact, he's just as shocked as any of us.
A CNN report said the letter may have been a setup related to a criminal case in which Morales-Reyes was a victim of a robbery and assault. The Milwaukee Police Department said they're investigating an identity theft and victim intimidation case related to the incident. A statement from the Department of Homeland Security said the man will remain in custody because he was in the country illegally. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Milwaukee teacher's aide says that she's been told to self-deport in a matter of days. Protesters turned out to support Yesenia Ruano before a hearing Friday at Milwaukee Office of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. After that hearing, Ruano says that she was instructed to return to El Salvador on June 3rd. She told a crowd on Friday that she's holding out hope.
My faith is inside of me. God is with me. You are with me.
Yes, we are.
Ruano's attorney says he's exploring her legal options. He says she has an application pending for a visa that's granted to victims of human trafficking. Ruano does not have a criminal record. She works at a bilingual public school and has two daughters who were born in the United States. The Wisconsin Historical Society has decided to stop raising their pride flag after years of flying it. A spokesperson at the society told Madison 365 that they're choosing not to raise any flags that could be perceived as advocacy. This comes as the Trump administration targets LGBTQ+ issues and told embassies to only fly U.S. flags. Kristen Whitson co-authored a book through the society's press about the history of LGBTQ+ activism in Wisconsin. She says she was hurt and disappointed to hear about the decision.
The message to me is that their reasons for taking the flag down are more important than making LGBTQ+ Wisconsinites feel safe and welcome.
The society says it will continue to honor LGBTQ+ stories, including walking tours in June. A draft review released late last week found Enbridge's proposed $1 billion tunnel for its Line 5 pipeline would cause environmental harm, but the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says that most effects would be short-lived. Enbridge wants to build a tunnel to house its Line 5 oil and gas pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac. The Army Corps said construction would release about 20,000 gallons of drilling fluid and cause permanent wetland loss. It would also negatively affect archaeological sites that are significant to tribes. Earth Justice Attorney Julie Goodwin represents the Bay Mills Indian community.
In order to protect the Great Lakes, you know, the one thing that should be considered is shutting down the line, and this document does not do that.
The draft says the risk of oil escaping from the tunnel is virtually zero. Enbridge says its goal is to have the smallest environmental impact possible. The Corps plans to issue its decision on a permit for the project this fall. Coming up, we've got a story from The Moth about one woman's attempt to change her life. Stay with us.
Hey, I'm Elsa Chang from NPR News. I'm proud to work with stations around the country, including Wisconsin Public Radio, to bring you news you can trust. Every day, we do our best to uncover the backstory and ask tough questions, to give voice to the diversity of our nation and share moments of beauty and joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work with your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Sarah Hopeful with a story about being spontaneous.
When people feel stuck in life, they may seek out new friends or new hobbies. When Jen Rubin of Madison was at that crossroad, she decided to become more spontaneous in a bold way. She shared the following story at The Moth during an open mic story slam in Madison where the theme of the night was fresh. Here's Jen Rubin live at The Moth.
So it took me climbing a glacier to get a new perspective on life. I don't know if it was the altitude or what, but it suddenly occurred to me that my life sucked. I wasn't doing the work I wanted to do. I was still in the Midwest. I hadn't managed to get back to New York City. And I hadn't had a relationship that lasted longer than a few months. But it became clear to me suddenly that the problem was that I was just too passive, that I didn't take any risks, and that from this day forward, I was going to be spontaneous. So I got back home, and I told my friends this. I was pretty excited about the new plan. And they said, you can't actually plan to be spontaneous. Do you misunderstand the word? But I knew I was onto something, and it was going to happen. So fast forward a little while, I started dating someone, and we were together, I don't know, 6 months, 9 months. And we were in the kind of cagey stage of a relationship where, I don't know how I feel about you, how do you feel about me kind of thing. And so I went out for drinks with one of my very practical friends. And as we were talking, she said, it sounds to me like you should just propose to Matt. Matt was my boyfriend. I thought about it, and I said, that's a great idea, because that really sounds like something a spontaneous person would do. So I am going to propose. And I quickly called Matt, and I said, pick me up on Friday, look good. Called an Italian restaurant in town, made a reservation. And then it occurred to me that I had only 4 days to prepare. So on Monday, I tried on every outfit in my closet till I found the one I looked best in. Tuesday, I drove through a snowstorm to get the engagement leather jacket because I figured I had to give him something. And then on Wednesday, I developed sort of my fail-safe plan because I really hoped that with this like new perspective on life, I was going to be bold while I did this bold thing of proposing. So I made sort of like a Burma shave on index cards, and on each index card, I wrote one thing I loved about him, color-coded. And then on the last one, it said, therefore, dot, dot, dot. And that would be my cue to propose. So then Thursday, I thought about every possible answer he could give me. I thought there were 9. And so I like kind of wrote out an answer for each one. And then on Friday, I took the day off of work, and I rented romantic comedies to get in the mood. And then I realized I couldn't just stick the leather jacket in my purse, so I went and dropped it off early at the restaurant. And I said, could you bring this out with dessert? And they said, sure, what's the occasion? And so I said, well, it's his birthday, which some of you are smarter than I was at the time, because I thought, well, what if he said no, and then I'd be embarrassed in front of total strangers. So anyhow, fast forward to the meal. The dessert comes out, as you can imagine, the candle on the pie, and they're singing happy birthday, and it's one of those restaurants where all the waitstaff sings happy birthday, and Matt's just saying, it's not my birthday. I'm making eye contact with nobody. And then they leave, and then Matt looks at me, and I pull out the index cards in defeat, and I hand it to him, and I'm like, just read it. He reads each card. He gets to the therefore dot, dot, dot. I do rise to the occasion, and I do ask him if he will marry me, and he does say yes right away, which is lovely. But I can't really leave it there, because the problem is that I hadn't told my instinct about my new perspective, and my instinct has screwed me my whole life. And so I said, are you sure? Don't you need a little time to think about it? Because that was what I thought he would say. But he was sure, and he didn't need any time. Thank you.
That was Jen Rubin of Madison at an open mic Moth Story Slam in Madison. You can hear the full story and find more information at wisconsinlife.org. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Sarah Hopeful.
And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast for today. Mostly sunny and warmer than the past few days. High temperatures in the 80s across the state. A little windy as well, with gusts up near 20 miles per hour at times. Clouds are going to start building overnight with lows down in the 60s, and we could see some rain later on in the northern half of the state. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.